You're listening to my worship song of the week, aka WSW, coming to you every Sunday. WSW, worship song of the week.
Hi, and welcome to another episode of WSW. Happy Sunday and happy August. Happy new month to you. I hope that you are settling in into August already. I mean, I'm so excited for what God has in store for us this 8 month. And as you all know, or if you don't know, you should know that the number 8 signifies new beginning. Yes! So, I mean, we've been in 2020 for the past 7 months, and this is the 8th month, and it signifies new beginnings. So regardless of what it is that you might have gone through since January up until now, I mean, almost everybody is being hit one way or the other. The severity just differs from person to person, but one way or the other, we are all experiencing the effect of how 2020 has been so far. But yet here we are, 8 months into 2020, still alive, still breathing, still well. We thank God. I am so grateful. So happy new month and welcome to a new beginning. So officially, I'm going to say this before I dive in into today's episode, that I'm going to be changing the time that I publish this podcast every Sunday. I mean, I've gotten some feedback already, but as well, I just feel like it's Sunday. I mean, like probably 80% of the world go to church on Sundays. So I'm going to be releasing this podcast during the day or evenings on Sundays. So it won't be in the mornings anymore. So I just had to let that out just to let you know that, okay, I have it in mind and I'm not just doing stuff without letting you know. Thank you so much for the feedback last week. Is so overwhelming and so fantastic. I appreciate and celebrate everyone who sent in their feedback. Last week I talked about fear and anxiety and how, you know, I almost was taken over by those two monsters. But thank God, because He rerouted me back to Him, who is the source of all peace. And as I shared the podcast last week, I asked people, like, how do you deal with fear and anxiety? And I got some fantastic responses, and this is what I'm going to be covering in today's episode. Some people sent in their voice responses, and I'm going to be playing that shortly. But let me start with those who sent in their text messages. So I got this one from Rosemary Godwin, and she said, "Fear and anxiety. How I deal with it, I usually tell myself I am fearfully made, therefore fear should fear me." Insert laughing emoji. Yeah, she said, "Anyway, honestly, when fear and anxiety come to me, I first feel gripped, then I get a grip of myself and take charge." That's so fantastic. Thank you so much, Rosemary Godwin, for sharing that with us. And I hope that somebody who's listening to this now would also take a clue from that to tell fear to its face that you are the one that should fear me. Thank you, Rose. Another response that came in is from Abigail Spencer. And she said, "Awesome and much needed topic. Lately, I've been confessing my fears to close friends who help me to pray and share Bible verses that speak God's truth over my life." That is so powerful. Thank you for sharing, Abigail Spencer. Yes, talking to people helps. That is why it is important that you surround yourself with people who have positive mindset and people who, you know, share the same faith with you, you know, so they're able to encourage you when you feel down. Thank you so much, Abigail, for sharing. And now I'm going to play some of the audio responses I got. Some of their names are not there, but I'll just probably let you know who it is. So I got some responses from Dominique. I got from Anansi and also from Dorothy. Okay, so I'm going to be playing first Dorothy, and then I'll play Anansi, and then you would hear the voice of Dominique afterwards. So those are the three people who sent in their voice responses. Thank you so much, guys, for your response. I appreciate your contribution, and I hope that as people listen to your, you know, your share or the way that you deal with fear and anxiety, they're also able to pick up one or two things on how to deal with fear and anxiety. So thank you for listening.
Okay, so how I deal with my fears and anxieties. You know, in this world, we have fears. We get scared every now and then. Maybe when you want to do something and you feel, oh, wow, am I called out for this? Like, can I pull this off? And sometimes you feel very, very small. I mean, you feel like, oh, this is bigger than you, something, you know, something more than you can do. So what I do at that kind of a case is I try to look at other people that are doing it, and I kind of give myself this consolation that if this person can actually do this, then I can pull it off as well. The person is actually human, and what makes the person able, then I can as well. So one other thing I do is talk to someone I respect. I mean, talk to someone I know can definitely help me. Someone of more experience and someone that's probably gone through that phase before that can help me walk through it. And lastly, what I do, not lastly, one more point, okay? So what I do is I read the Bible and I pray extensively until I feel relieved, until I feel satisfied. Yes, that's one more thing I do. And lastly, if I'm scared of something, then I do it. Yes, like if you actually see me doing something, then it's probably something I feel like, oh, can I do this? So I'll start doing it. Like if I'm scared of something, I'll do it regardless, so that at least if I'm able to crack it, then I'll no longer be scared of that kind of adventure or venture. So that's how I deal with my fears.
Hello, so I'm going to share this with you concerning my last post, the poem I posted recently. So when it got to the time for me to post, I was afraid. I was so anxious because of the style of writing and the African proverbs in it. So I did talk to some few people, but still I was having some problems with it, and I said to myself, I'm not going to post it. So I just prayed over it and posted the poem, and it did well. So that is how I normally, you know, deal with my fears and anxiety. I pray, I'll talk to people I trust, share ideas on certain things, and I try to remain calm.
Hey, Ajiro, thank you so much for the podcast of last Sunday. It was so amazing, and it was nice to hear your story and to actually see how you remembered that you had to go back to the source of all peace, and that it is a strong reminder for all of us that when we go back to the source, we are indeed strengthened and replenished with peace, a peace that is not understandable no matter what the situation we're going through. And yes, just as an answer to the question I was asked, how do I deal with fear and anxiety? I'd just like to say that fear and anxiety has been something that has just started eating my life at some point, you know. Like, it started when I left my home to go and study for uni away from family. That's when I really started having those things, and it was very bad. And actually, it happens when you start creating scenarios in your mind. What if this happened? Like, when you start feeling like things are out of control. And in those situations, I've just learned to praise, to just go to praising. And there are like two or three particular worship songs that are always good to in those moments. one of them is Be Quiet by T.Y. Bello. And in there she says, keep quiet, every voice that argues over his promises, I want to hear his voice. So it was just, it's just like declaration actually, that song. And every time I hear it, I can just feel those voice quieting and me focusing on who my Father is, who my God is. You know, it's reminding me that I am the clay, he's the potter. I'm a work in progress. I'm a building that is being built, so I don't have to worry, because every time a building is left unfinished, it is disgrace for the builder or the architect. And God is a God of glory, a God of order, the God that finishes whatever it starts, you know. So that really reminds me whose hands I am in. Like, it's the hand of someone that finishes whatever it starts. So I really praise God that you also say that you have to be reminded that he was in control. Indeed, he is in control. And we can be shaken every time we hear such things. Or maybe you hear a news and you're shaken and you start thinking and you start imagining stuff. And it's very important just to remember who you are and whose you are in those moments. Fix your eyes above and remember that in the end, I have a glorious hope in Christ, and that whatever bumps I may face, it will be there. He'll be there no matter what. And I really thank God for the peace and assurance that he gives to us, and for the beautiful thing that worship and praise is, because it can take you to lift up his name and to actually see him in the midst of whatever is going through. It will just vanish like smoke. And yes, that was my sharing. That's how I deal with this. I just listen to worship song. Another one is a song by a woman called Anna Golden. The title is Peace. That one is also a very, very powerful song. So you should know, you can even make up songs yourself and remind God that he has never failed you. Just remind yourself, remind to your soul, and remind to God that you still trust him. I'm shaken, but I still trust you. So this is my small sharing. God bless you. Thank you so much.
All right, there you go with all the responses from last week. Once again, thank you for sending in your responses, and thank you guys for listening. And so today, being the new month, let's just worship and just be grateful to God for a new month as I round off today's episode. Bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul. Bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. Bless the Lord, bless the Lord, oh my soul, and all that is within me. Bless his holy name. He has done great things, and he Yes, God has done great things, and we have, you know, all the reason in the world to bless His holy name, because He's been good. He's been kind to us. He's been amazing. He's been a loving Father and a friend in time of need, always abiding, ever present, ever helping. Thank you, Jesus. So this will bring us to the end of this episode. I really do hope that you have an amazing week. I pray that this month of August for you would be your best month yet in 2020. And I pray that as we step into a new beginning, that new things, new ideas, new doors of opportunities will begin to open up for you. Have a blessed week, and I'll see you, or you'd hear, or I'll talk to you next week. Bye.